Hi, this is Tim Fleming. From the entire Fleming family and all of us here at AM 1300 KGLO, to you and your family, Merry Christmas. Hometown News Station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time to really get us in the Christmas spirit. We have Nick Whitehurst with us from the Music Man Square. Nick, how are you?
Not too bad, Tim. How are you doing today?
Well, good. I know I was down at the square last Saturday. I guess it was a week ago Saturday for the Salvation Army auction, which was a huge success.
Yes,
it was.
We love hosting that auction every year. It is something that I believe it was 2019 when we started doing that over at the square, and it's a treat for us too, just to bring in extra people. And Sandy and her team are wonderful to work with.
Oh man, they just set up a great show, and it was fun. I mean, I think they raised well more than $17,000 that morning.
Wow! So. Wow, that is amazing for them. And you know, I'll be honest, I get to show off too.
Yes, you do. Well, and as I was saying on the radio a little bit, with the Music Man Square open right now, if you're looking to take a picture for your family Christmas cards, that's the place to go.
Do it. You know, we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 5. And something we added in this year was photo opportunities. If you go all the way to the West End, we've got a depiction. It looks like a park. You've got the park bench there. You've got the frosted trees behind you. It's beautiful. There's a hometown setting inside Madison Park where, you know, you've got the fireplace, the tree, the cozy cottage. We've got frames. We've got all the trees. I believe there's 40 decorated trees just
wow.
lining the streets. We also have Santa's throne. So if you've got four or five people that want to take a photo together, put them all on there. The best thing is we're doing a photo contest right now. If you hashtag Music Man Christmas or just tag the Music Man Square on January 3rd, we're going to pick a winner. So everybody that comes through, take a picture, throw it on social media, tag us.
You and I were talking about the success this year of just getting people in the door in the month of December has really gone up for you.
It has. Since I've been involved in 2017, we have seen a ton of people. Last year we saw 1,400. This year we're getting close to 1,000 already, and we still have 2.5 weeks. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, and what again, you talk about the trees, but talk more about those Christmas trees that are decorated.
All of our trees are decorated by either staff or sponsors. We have had 18 sponsors that are all local that have come through and decorated their own trees. And what I do when I say, hey, you guys want to decorate a tree? It's, hey, what do you want to show off? And these trees are magnificent. You wouldn't even believe some of them that they've come up with. My favorite, as always, is the center tree. It's a trombone tree. I have 12 trombones lit and in that tree.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I heard a lot about the trombone tree last weekend when I was in. People were saying, have you seen the trombone tree?
You can't miss it.
No, I had to go back out in the hallway. I just had stopped to talk to everybody as I was walking along. But, it's kind of neat all the way through.
It's neat, and there's all sorts of holiday cheer as you go through. It could be snowmen. It could be just traditional decorating. It could just be lights. I mean, we've got a little bit of everything as you go there.
And the future is bright for the Music Man Square. I guess we could take that right into a Christmas theme, couldn't we?
Well, we certainly could. Music Man Square is definitely looking forward.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, a new year. What will we see in, once we turn the page, hard to say 2023 already, but that's not far off.
I can't believe it's going to be 2023. There are so many different plans that are out there and ready. Hopefully we get this River City Renaissance project just finished up. We'll we'll see great growth from that. And then the Music Man Square is doing all sorts of new things. We're looking at adding in music classes. We have been reaching out with comedy shows. We're bringing in more local talent to have concerts and everything. So follow our social media, because that's where everything's going to be listed, or visit our website.
Yeah. Oh, man. We talk about the Renaissance part of it. And you guys got ahead on all of that, which I think is really good. You know, so you can be ready when it happens across the street, which will make a great connection back to the Music Man Square.
Yeah, I think us being involved with this whole project is going to be great for everyone. It's also going to make it easier for people that want to see Music Man Square to be able to do so.
Yeah, super. Anything else you wanted to touch on this morning, Nick, while I've got you in?
I just want to remind people we have the New Horizons Band concert this Wednesday.
All right.
That'll be at 4 o'clock. And then that'll also be on Facebook Live for anybody that can attend. And then on Saturday, we have our open house. Santa's going to be there. It'll be from 1 to 4. We're going to have Santa's Workshop, where the kids can make an ornament or a little gift for a loved one completely free. And then we'll have free treats, free hot cocoa, free apple cider. Come by, enjoy the square. And like I said, make sure you tag us in all those photos, too.
So that's this Wednesday. We've got music.
Yep.
Saturday,
we've got Santa.
Santa. I know him. I know Santa. No, that'd be fun. Fun for the family, everybody, moms, dads, grandparents, everybody come.
Even if you just need a little bit of holiday cheer, we got plenty to spread around.
You know, there's something to be said about that. If you're even a little bit down in the dumps, you can't help but feel like you just walked into a Hallmark movie when you walk into your Music Man Square. I'm telling you, it's beautiful.
You might be a little down when you walk through the door, but you're leaving with a smile.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of walking through the door, exit-wise, coming and going, they should come to...
It should definitely be the Pennsylvania entrance, which is across from Mason City Library. The west entrance has been closed due to construction, just to make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, so lots of parking over there. Don't worry about that. Just
yeah, you'll be fine. We've got roadside parking.
The street.
Yep.
Perfect. Hey, Nick, always great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Nice job down at the Music Man Square.
Thank you.
Go see it, everybody. And let's get some pictures, and let's tag them. Let's tag them. Thanks, Nick. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said from Mason City and all of North Iowa, the Music Man Square.
Hi, this is Eric Fleming. From all of us here at AM 1300 KGLO, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Listen for